Yeah, welcome. Shifting now to the question of obstacles and how they can be addressed, we will hear about some of the barriers that impact refugees' access to higher education, such as language, for example, admission procedures, qualifications, recognition, and learning modalities. We will then continue to discuss what is happening after graduation, and also the role that university networks and the private sector can play.
Andreas, one of